So it's Monday, and that means once again it is time to turn our attention to Major League Soccer. MLS Monday is on, and of course we're joined by MLS journalist Drew Farmer. Drew, welcome.
Hey, Andy, it's good to be here. And 3 weeks now down in MLS action, and some things starting to take shape with some of the teams rising to the top.
Yeah, some things are starting to take shape, but also we have certain inconsistencies going around in the league. Just mentioning, because we gave Chicago the big praise last week, and newbies Atlanta have gone and beaten them 4-0.
Yeah, that's right. another good scoring day for Atlanta United. And they've looked like they've really found a really good striker in a player by the name of Joseph Martinez. He's got 5 goals in 2 games. They picked him up from Torino in Serie A in the offseason. You know, he's really, really come into this league and taken it by storm at the moment. And a fantastic crowd at Atlanta's home stadium, or at least the one they're using right now while they're waiting for their permanent home to be finished. Just under 46,000 people reportedly coming out for that game. And just a fantastic time for them. And currently, Atlanta United leading the league in goals scored with 11. So kudos to them.
Yeah, it's not a bad way to start your time in a new league or even as a new franchise. So yeah, well done them. Let's just shift our focus north. In fact, let's go across the border actually and just have a quick look at Canada, because there's a few things to talk about when it comes to the Canadian side. We'll move on to Montreal shortly, Drew. First to the Canadian, all-Canadian tie between Vancouver and Toronto, which in the end, Toronto have come out 2-0 winners in that game.
Yeah, they did, and this is a game in which they didn't have their star, Sebastian Giovinco. He's nursing a leg injury. He went off in the game last week against Philadelphia United. And despite struggling at times to break down Vancouver in the final third, Toronto really controlled much of this game and ended up getting the win through goals from Victor Vazquez and Jozy Altidore. And, you know, Toronto, their first win of the season. But they're looking like a really solid team. They've really carried over that momentum from last year when they made it all the way to the MLS Cup final. But a team that's really struggling is Vancouver, who are winless on the year, only 1 point from 9. And it looks like the pressure is going to be mounting on manager Carl Robinson, because this is a team that we identified as one that should really push for the top of the league with the offseason that they had, picking up Freddie Montero. But it's been pretty poor from them so far.
Just to jog back a second to Toronto, and I've been asked it a few times by people who know that I'm into Major League Soccer, and they say, hey, that Giovinco, 2 years ago, he was the only name I was ever hearing and could think of when it came to Major League Soccer. I don't feel I've heard so much about him, which is actually quite unfair, because last season he was still doing very well for them.
Yeah, that's right. Giovinco was doing very well for him last year, and really an outstanding year for him last year. But this year he has started a little bit slowly coming to this season. And, you know, we didn't really talk about it during the winter transfer window, but there were links with him to clubs in China. You know, we love to talk about that. Apparently some big money offers coming in. So, you know, we could be seeing the last of Giovinco in MLS for maybe this year, maybe next year, before he makes that last final move to China. Though, you know, he could be angling for a new contract in MLS, but who knows right now. But what we do know is that he is hurt. He's not really played up to what we'd expect so far this year, but it's still very early.
I am trying and will do so, but it's taking every fibre in my being now not to go on the whole. The Chinese Super League is overtaking Major League Soccer in so many ways. I am trying not to have that now. So let's just move on and say another player in Canada who was making headlines and then suddenly seems to have just disappeared off the face of the earth, moving to Montreal this time. Didier Drogba, where is he?
Well, Didier Drogba was not brought back to the team in the off-season. And, you know, we got caught up so much in the off-season when we were talking about you know, Steven Gerrard and Frank Lampard leaving MLS and Robbie Keane. Well, we did end up missing out on Didier Drogba leaving Major League Soccer in Montreal. And there were times last year where, you know, it would have been forgiven if we forgot about him a bit because of some injuries and some fallout that he had with the club towards the end of the season. But he still was able to score 10 goals in 22 games in 2016. And right now it looks like Montreal is really, really missing that. Only 2 points from 9 so far for Montreal. struggling in front of goal at the moment. But they do have one designated player spot open, and it looks like they're going to hopefully for them, that they're going to be able to try to sign someone in the summer transfer window once the leagues in Europe finish up.
Right, let's just jump down south again, back to the US over the border, and New England Revolution, they are a side who I took to very early on in Major League Soccer because one of my all-time favourite players, Alexi Lalas, went to play for them after he'd had some time in Europe. The Major League Soccer became a thing. He went to go and be part of New England Revolution, so I've always liked them. This season, though, we thought Minnesota might be the whipping boys, but they've actually managed to get themselves a point. New England Revs, the only one so far, drew without a point.
Yeah, that's right. The only team in Major League Soccer to be without a point at the moment. And losing over the weekend to FC Dallas, two goals there for Maximiliano Urruti for Dallas, and they take that 2-1. This has been a team that for quite some time is, I've felt for quite some time it has been a bit of a faceless team in Major League Soccer. They don't really have much of an identity. They do have a few good players, and last year we spotlighted Ki Kamara, who they signed from Columbus Crew in a trade. But really, this is a club that is failing to put things together right now. There's not like a lot of big names there that really stand out, and not like back when Alexi Lalas was with them. And this is a team that I think is going to be one of the whipping boys of the Eastern Conference, and perhaps this year's Chicago Fire.
Yeah, as names go, it's difficult for sides to get American names quite as big as Alexi Lalas was in his heyday. That World Cup 94, I still think, A, of Diana Ross missing the penalty, and Alexi Lalas stood there in that blue kit with the stars on it. It's still one of the iconic images of my childhood, that.
Yeah, I remember the famous elbow that midfielder Tab Ramos took that put him in the hospital for several weeks. That broke part of his, I believe it was his jawbone, his cheek, in one of those games against Brazil. So definitely a time that I'll always remember as well.
Somewhere, and I don't know where, but I'll have to dig them out, I actually have, from that World Cup 94, I actually have both the home and the away kits, so the blue and white stars, and I've got the red stripe somewhere.
Those are two fantastic kits, and I'd love to see the US break those back out, especially in their upcoming national team games this weekend.
I would love to see it. Never going to happen. Too much time's moved on, I suspect. But great to see, or would love to see that. For this week, though, Drew, it's always brilliant getting you on talking Major League Soccer, and any excuse from my point of view to talk Alexi Lalas as well. If you want to find out some more about what we're chatting about online, if you're on Twitter, just use the hashtag MLS Monday. Myself and Drew take a look at that. But for this week, Drew, thank you.
Thank you, Andy.